We can talk now to Owen O'Brien, who's Sinn Féin spokesperson on housing, local government and heritage. A very good afternoon to you, Owen O'Brien. Thanks for talking to us on the programme.
Thank you very much, Brian.
There's been an apology from Brian Stanley and a statement from Sinn Féin. As far as Sinn Féin is concerned, does that apology and the withdrawal of the tweet end the matter, or will there be further action under consideration?
Well, there's no further action under consideration, but let me say this. When I saw the tweet yesterday, at a personal level, I was very disappointed. I know Brian Stanley very well. He's a very fine politician, and he's not the kind of person who would have tweeted these kinds of things before. The language was wholly inappropriate, and as a number of people have already said, it will have caused hurt. So I think he did the right thing in apologising. He did the right thing in deleting the tweet. I also think he has to make sure that this never happens again. And may it be a lesson to all of us. And I say all of us because we're going to enter into 2 years of significant commemoration and remembrance around both the high point of the War of Independence and indeed the Civil War. And we all, particularly politicians from whatever political tradition, have to find ways and have to find language of remembering and talking about the past without in any way being triumphalistic or hurtful.
Which in a number of recent cases, leading Sinn Féin figures have singularly failed to be.
Yeah, and look, I've spoken about this before, and it's something, I suppose, as a former Belfast City councillor and somebody who was directly involved in a lot of the types of dialogue that Graham spoke about at the start of your package, has taught us a lot. We need to do much more of that. And when people do things wrong, when they make mistakes, they need to own up to those mistakes, make sure they don't happen again, and make sure that the type of conversations that we have over the next 2 years are thoughtful, are reflectful, aren't hurtful.
Can I just focus particularly on Brian Stanley's chairmanship of the Public Accounts Committee, a very important, powerful committee, essential part of our democracy. It's often described as a third chamber, if you like, of the Oireachtas. Should he consider, as has been called for by Jennifer Carroll McNeill, standing aside for a period of time in recognition of the seriousness of this tweet and of what he had to say?
No, I don't believe he should. Committee chairpersonships are handed out proportionally by the strength of parties. Brian is a very capable and competent chair. And if every time somebody made a mistake, even a serious mistake, was cause for resignation from chairpersonships, there wouldn't be a chair of an Oireachtas committee. What he did was wrong. He's acknowledged that. He's accepted it. He's apologised.
But there are also
Now he needs to make sure it doesn't happen again.
But in relation to the PAC, there are also
that he'll do that.
Sorry to cut across you. In relation to the PAC, there are also clearly mixed views in relation to this. But does he not need, as chair of that committee, the confidence of all the members to be effective?
In order to have the confidence of all of the members of a committee, he needs to chair that committee well. And you already heard one of your vox pops say he chairs the committee well. And I've no doubt that he will continue to do that. The political or public accounts committee is a very important committee, particularly in terms of holding to account the way in which government departments spend money. And I've no doubt Brian will continue to do that job properly.
I suppose in another way, Sinn Féin has already set the benchmark here. People will recall that the former MP, Barry McIlduff, he resigned after the Kingsmill episode, very hurtful to many of those who were caught up in that particular IRA attack. He went. Is there a difference in this case?
I think there is, but I suppose, and again, it goes back to the central point I'm making, because this isn't an isolated case, and unfortunately, from across the political spectrum, people often stray into this territory. Politicians need to learn how to discuss these very significant and sensitive events, whether they're in recent or further history, in a way that is sensible, in a way that is reflective, thoughtful, but crucially not hurtful. Brian didn't do that, which is why he's apologised. But may it be a lesson to all of us as we go into 21 and 2022 not to repeat that mistake and to do things more carefully into the future.
Owen O'Brien of Sinn Féin, thank you for talking to us here on the News at One.